Hey everyone, I'm sure a lot of us are starting to think about holiday travel, even though it feels like it's right around the corner.
It definitely does sneak up on you, doesn't it?
For sure. But we're here to dive into some strategies so no matter how last minute your plans are, you can still find some great deals.
That's right. We don't want anyone stressing about sky-high prices.
Absolutely. So in this deep dive, we're going to be looking at an article from Travel and Your Money. It was published just a couple of days ago on November 18th, 2024.
Okay.
And the title is Travel Tuesday, Last Minute Holiday Travel 7, Tips to Maximize Savings. So first things first, have you ever heard of this Travel Tuesday?
I have, yeah. It's basically become like the Black Friday or Cyber Monday of travel deals.
So it's like the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, right?
Exactly. It falls on that Tuesday, which is usually a slower travel day. So the industry tries to incentivize people to book with some deep discounts.
So we're talking about sites like Expedia and Orbitz offering these deals.
Absolutely. They're major players in this. And the article specifically mentioned Qatar Airways having some great deals on international flights if anyone's thinking about heading abroad this holiday season.
Wow. Okay. So Travel Tuesday sounds pretty promising. But how can we actually leverage it? How can we make sure we're getting the best deals possible?
Well, the article really emphasizes the importance of setting up price alerts on those platforms like Expedia and Orbitz. Do it a few weeks before Travel Tuesday, and you'll get notified the instant a deal pops up that matches your criteria.
Oh, that's a great tip. I always forget about those price alerts.
They're so helpful, though. It's like having your own personal assistant searching for the best deals for you.
Right. And you don't have to constantly be checking and refreshing the pages.
Exactly. Okay, now let's talk about travel dates, because being strategic with those can really make a difference in your overall costs.
Okay, so what's the strategy there?
Well, think about it this way. Most people try to avoid traveling on the actual holidays like Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day, right?
Yeah, I mean, who wants to be stuck at an airport or on a plane when everyone else is celebrating with their families?
Exactly. But that's also why you might find some incredible deals on those days. If the demand is lower, the prices often drop.
So maybe traveling on the actual holiday isn't such a bad idea after all.
It could be a great way to save money and potentially have a smoother travel experience with fewer crowds.
That's a good point. Are there any other tips on how to be smart about travel dates?
Absolutely. The article also suggests looking into early morning or late night flights. Those tend to be less popular, so the pricing might be better.
Right, because no one wants to wake up at the crack of dawn to catch a flight.
Exactly. But if you're willing to sacrifice a little sleep, it could save you some money.
I guess it depends on your priorities.
Absolutely. Another suggestion is to extend your trip to include a Tuesday or Wednesday. Those days are usually cheaper for flights compared to weekends.
Ah, that makes sense. So maybe instead of just going for a long weekend, try stretching it out a bit.
Exactly. And if you're using Expedia, they have this really cool flexible date feature where you can visually compare prices across different dates.
Oh, that's awesome. I need to check that out.
It's really helpful to see those price fluctuations and pinpoint the best days to fly.
So much good stuff already. This is why I love these deep dives.
Yeah.
We're learning so much. Okay, so we've talked about deals dates now. Let's shift gears and talk about packing.
Yes, because holiday travel often means overpacking.
Oh, it definitely does. Especially with gifts and extra layers for winter weather.
And that's where airlines see an opportunity to capitalize on those hefty baggage fees.
Ugh, baggage fees are the worst. So how can we avoid those?
The article has some really practical advice. First and foremost, invest in a good quality carry-on bag with compression features. They even specifically recommend the Travel Pro MaxLite 5.
Oh, I've heard good things about that one. I personally struggle with fitting everything into a carry-on, though.
Well, packing cubes can be a lifesaver. They help you compress your clothes and organize your bag more efficiently.
That's a good tip. I've seen those, but never actually tried them.
I highly recommend them. And another obvious tip is to wear your bulkiest items on the plane.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely done that before with my winter boots.
It's a classic strategy. And if you're really concerned about space, consider shipping gifts ahead of time instead of trying to cram them into your luggage.
That's a smart move. Especially if you're going to be staying somewhere for a while. Okay, so we've covered deals, dates, packing. What about using our loyalty programs and rewards points? Any tips on that?
Absolutely. And this is where things get interesting. The article points out that many loyalty programs actually offer better redemption rates during peak travel seasons, like the holidays.
Really? I always thought they would make it harder to use points during busy times.
You would think so, right? But they know people are traveling and they want to fill those seats, so they actually incentivize using points.
That makes sense. So how do we go about using those points strategically?
The article recommends setting up fare alerts on Orbitz and Expedia, and this is key, not just for price changes, but also to track point redemption rates.
Oh, that's smart. So you can compare and see if using points gets you a better deal than paying cash.
Exactly. And don't forget to check your credit card rewards programs, too. They might offer bonus points or travel credits that you can apply to your trip.
So many options. This is super helpful. We've covered a lot of ground already, but we still have more to explore.
Definitely. And I think the next topic is where we might find some real savings opportunities. Let's talk about airports.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I have a feeling this is going to be good.
It's all about thinking outside the box and considering alternative airports.
Like, for example, if someone's flying to New York City instead of automatically booking a flight to JFK, they could look into Newark or MacArthur airports.
Precisely. Those airports often have more reasonable fares, especially for budget carriers.
So it's all about expanding our search and not limiting ourselves to just the major hubs.
Exactly. And don't rule out the possibility of booking split tickets between different airports.
Split tickets? What does that mean?
It means booking separate flights for different legs of your journey instead of one continuous ticket.
Oh, interesting. I've never really thought about that before.
It can be a bit more complex, but it can lead to significant savings. And don't forget about those regional airports that are served by budget carriers.
Okay, so many things to consider. Any tips on how to compare all these different possibilities?
The article recommends using Expedia's multi-city search tool. It lets you plug in various airport combinations and compare prices.
Oh, that sounds super useful. I'm definitely going to be using that for my holiday travel planning.
It's a game changer. Now let's talk about layovers. I know they can be a bit of a pain, but they can sometimes lead to cheaper fares.
Right. It's always a trade-off between time and money, isn't it?
Exactly. But the article has some good tips for choosing layovers strategically.
Okay. I'm all ears.
First, try to select layovers in cities that are less likely to experience winter weather disruptions.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
The last thing you want is to get stuck in a snowstorm during a layover.
Exactly. And choose layovers that are at least 2 hours long. That gives you enough time to get through security and to your connecting flight, especially during busy travel periods.
Makes sense. Anything else we should keep in mind?
The article briefly mentions something called hidden city ticketing, which is a more advanced strategy.
Hidden city ticketing. That sounds kind of sneaky.
It kind of is. It involves booking a flight with a layover in your actual destination city and then just getting off there instead of continuing to the final destination.
Oh, wow. So you're basically booking a flight that goes further than you need to go just to save money.
Exactly. But it's important to note that airlines have policies against this, and it can be risky. We can delve into this more in a future deep dive, but for now, it's good to be aware of it as a potential option.
Noted. Okay, so let's wrap up this part of our deep dive by talking about weather disruptions. Winter travel always comes with that possibility of delays and cancellations due to snow ice storms.
It's definitely something to be prepared for. The article stresses the importance of being proactive. One of their top tips is to book early morning flights whenever possible.
I can see why that would be a good strategy. If there's a weather delay in the morning, it's less likely to cascade and affect flights throughout the day.
Exactly. And of course, don't forget about travel insurance. Comparing policies on your preferred booking site can give you peace of mind in case things go wrong.
Absolutely. What other tips do they have for dealing with those potential weather issues?
They suggest packing a basic emergency kit. You can find those pre-made ones on Amazon. And download your airline's app for real-time updates.
Those are all excellent tips. So we've talked about leveraging Travel Tuesday, being strategic with dates, packing smart, using rewards programs, exploring alternative airports, even being prepared for weather disruptions. Is there anything else we need to cover in this section?
One crucial point is that these principles apply beyond Travel Tuesday. These are valuable strategies to keep in mind throughout the year when booking travel.
So even if someone misses out on Travel Tuesday deals, they can still apply these tips to try and get the best possible price.
Absolutely. The article recommends continuously monitoring prices, setting up those price alerts, and considering refundable options if you're unsure about your travel plans.
And they also remind us to check Qatar Airways for international connection deals, even outside of Travel Tuesday.
Right. It's all about staying informed, being flexible, and utilizing the resources available to make travel more affordable and less stressful.
I love it. This has been incredibly helpful so far. I feel much more confident about tackling those last-minute travel plans now.
Me too. And we still have more to discuss, so let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue exploring more tips and strategies for scoring those last-minute travel deals. Okay, so one thing I want to mention is that the article emphasizes this. Holiday travel prices rarely go down as you get closer to the departure date.
Right, it's like the opposite of those last-minute deals you sometimes find for cruises and stuff.
Yeah, because with holiday travel, the demand is so high, and airlines know people are going to be scrambling to book those flights, so they actually tend to raise prices.
So basically, if you see a price you like, don't wait, hoping it'll go down.
Exactly. Book it before it goes up even more, especially during peak seasons like the holidays.
Makes sense. So to recap what we've learned so far, combining Travel Tuesday deals with these smart booking strategies can really help make last-minute holiday travel more affordable.
Absolutely. It's all about being flexible and proactive and using those tools and resources to your advantage.
And being prepared for those winter weather disruptions.
Oh, for sure. Now, one thing we haven't talked about yet are package deals, bundling flights and accommodations. Do you ever use those?
Sometimes. But honestly, I'm always a little skeptical. Like, are they really a good deal or just a marketing tactic?
Yeah, I get it. The article actually addresses that. They say that while it's always wise to compare prices, packages can sometimes offer better value than booking everything separately, especially for last-minute travel.
So it's definitely worth exploring those options, especially for someone who maybe doesn't want to spend hours piecing together their trip.
Exactly. It can be a really convenient way to book and potentially save some money.
Now, what about those newsletters from travel sites and airlines?
Oh, those are gold mines for deals, especially for last-minute travel. Sign up for newsletters from Expedia Orbitz, Qatar Airways, all of them.
Why are newsletters so important in that context?
Because they often give you early access to promotions and exclusive deals that you might not find anywhere
Oh,
else.
that makes sense. It's like having a secret weapon in your travel planning arsenal.
It is. It's all about staying ahead of the game, being informed and ready to pounce when those deals pop up.
I love it. I feel so much more prepared for last-minute holiday travel after this deep dive. So much valuable information.
Me too. It's amazing how much we can learn from just one article and a little bit of discussion.
Right. Okay, so before we move on to our final thoughts, is there anything else we need to cover from this section?
I think we've hit all the major points, but I want to emphasize one more time that last-minute travel doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah, I think we've definitely busted that myth today.
Exactly. By being flexible, proactive, and utilizing those resources, you can have an amazing trip without breaking the bank.
And hopefully even have some money left over for some festive fun and gifts.
Absolutely. That's part of the joy of the holidays, right? Indulging a little bit.
Definitely. All right, well, before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a little food for thought.
Ooh, I love those. Lay it on me.
What other creative strategies can you use to make last-minute travel more affordable and enjoyable?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's like a challenge to our listeners to think outside the box and come up with their own unique hacks and tips.
Exactly. Maybe there are some hidden gems out there that we haven't even thought of yet.
I'm sure there are. So, listeners, get creative. And if you come up with any brilliant ideas, be sure to share them with us.
Yes, we love hearing from our audience and learning from your experiences.
Absolutely. Your insights might just inspire others to embrace the adventure of last-minute travel.
Okay, well, on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into last-minute holiday travel.
It's been a fun ride. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you found it informative and inspiring, and that you're feeling empowered to tackle those travel plans head-on.
Remember, travel doesn't have to be stressful or expensive. With a bit of planning and a willingness to be flexible, you can unlock some pretty amazing travel experiences no matter when you book.
Happy travels, everyone, and may your holidays be filled with joy and amazing adventures, and of course, fantastic deals.
Bon voyage. You know, it's really interesting how much we tend to associate holiday travel with stress and high prices.
Yeah, it's almost like this ingrained expectation, isn't it?
Totally. But what we've seen in this deep dive is that it doesn't have to be that way at all.
Right. There are so many strategies and resources out there to help us navigate the process and find those hidden gems, even at the last minute.
It's all about shifting our perspective and being open to new possibilities, like exploring those alternative airports or embracing layovers as opportunities.
And of course, being proactive with those price alerts and newsletters, it's like having a personal travel assistant working behind the scenes for you.
Exactly. And I think the key takeaway here is that flexibility is key. Being willing to adjust your travel dates and times can really open up a world of possibilities and savings.
It's like a little puzzle you have to solve, but the reward is an amazing trip at a price you can actually afford.
And the satisfaction of knowing you outsmarted the system a little bit, right?
Oh, definitely. There's something really empowering about finding those deals and feeling like you've got the inside scoop.
Absolutely. It makes the whole travel experience even more enjoyable, knowing you've scored a great deal and can now relax and focus on the fun part.
So to our listeners out there who might be feeling overwhelmed by those holiday travel plans, take a deep breath and remember those 7 tips from the article. They really can make a difference.
And remember, it's not just about saving money. It's about making the entire process less stressful and more enjoyable, so you can actually look forward to your trip instead of dreading it.
Well said. Travel should be an adventure, a time to explore new places or reconnect with loved ones, not a source of anxiety and financial burden.
Exactly. So whether you're planning a quick getaway or an epic adventure this holiday season, remember those strategies and resources we've discussed. They're your secret weapons for unlocking incredible travel experiences at any time of year.
On that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into last-minute holiday travel. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey of discovery and deal hunting.
It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you.
We hope you feel inspired and empowered to tackle those travel plans head on. And remember, happy travels, everyone.
Bon voyage.